And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick. And tonight, well, I'm really excited because we have a wine, a red wine tonight, and I will explain why it's a red later. Except, of course, I like reds as well, but there's another reason we're having a red wine tonight, and we'll explain it later. But I'm really excited because this particular red is from a grape that's one of my favorites. It's a Pinotage. And you know, I like the Pinotage wines. So I'm really excited to try this grape in this wine tonight. And hopefully it'll be every bit as good as I'm anticipating it to be. And I hope you will join in with me as we taste and review it, pair it with some foods. And I have some lovely foods prepared by my lovely wife, Chi, tonight. And we'll have some fun tonight. We've got some, oh boy, if I have a show ready tonight here. We're going to introduce the wine. We're going to toast some national days, and particularly one national day that I'm kind of excited to toast, and I think is relevant to wine as well. I don't want to spill the beans just yet, or spill the wine, as the case may be. Also, we're going to tell some dad jokes and some new ones that I've never told on the show before that I recall. And, of course, invite you to share your dad jokes in the chat with everyone in the chat. And I'm going to show you a little bit of a frame from behind the scenes of the studio, I guess, a little bit. That's what's on my notes anyway. And, of course, it's an open chat tonight, so get in the chats and we'll all chat together. You know, if you join me for the first time or for the 171st time, because this is the 171st episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. Now, I do have my show notes, and I just read them off to you. They're right here. I just read them off to you. But I don't always follow them to the letter. Sometimes we go way off track because it is the stream of consciousness going. But the reason for this is because this show is not about me. The show is about the wine a little bit because it is a catalyst. It's the wine brings people together. And that's a fact. It's a proven fact. Over eons, the wine brings people together. And that's what the wine is here to do. And even though we taste it, review it, pair with food, the wine is really here just to get us to start talking with one another. Not at one another, but with one another. Because the show is not about me or the wine, really. The show is about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, just kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libations, no matter what it is. You don't have to drink wine. You can drink whatever you want as long as it's legal for you to drink and as long as it's okay for you to drink. I mean, I don't want you to drink anything that's going to hurt you or anything like that. You know, just kick back and relax with me. Enjoy the drink, your favorite libations, whatever snacks you have, join right in. If you've got the family, gather them all together and join in with me. And let's all just have a great time. Now, we don't talk about politics or religion on the show. Those are things that drive people apart. We want to talk about things that bring people together. That's what this show is all about. And that's what I want to continue with this tradition tonight, bringing people together. So get in the chats, jump in the chats wherever you are, if you can. I mean, if you can jump in the chat, that's understood. But if you can, jump in the chats and say hi. Tell me what you're drinking or not drinking or what you'd like to be drinking or would like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can try it. Drink it too. If I can find it. I had a little bit of trouble finding that. I'll see if I can remind myself to talk about that later. Look, join in the chats and say hi. This is where you can do this. And I have that ready. The webpage is ready. Go to drinkwithrick.com and click on the Saturday Night Wine Stream page. You don't have to, but this is just easier for you to find all these venues where you can chat with me online. If you're already on Facebook, join me. Go to the Facebook page at Drink with Rick and jump in the chats there and chat with me there online directly on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, go to the YouTube channel. It's Drink with Rick, and you should be able to find it without too much trouble. I usually can, and I usually do. And jump in the chats and say hi there. And also on Twitch, this is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1, Drink with Rick and the number one, all one word. So you can join in the chats there on Twitch. Also on Twitter, you can tweet me on Twitter, and I am streaming live on Twitter. Yes, Twitter is at Drink with Rick. That's Twitter. And also on Odyssey. Odyssey is Drink with Rick. You can just type in, do a search for Drink with Rick. You should be able to come up with the live stream. If not, you can type in the URL for this episode, which is Kneeling Schaff Pinotage. You should be able to find that, too much trouble. Let me know if you can't. I'll see if I can help direct you to that area. Okay, and this is where you can go. You can also go to the website. Website is drinkwithrick.com. Now, I don't have a live chat going on the website, but if you click on the post for the podcast, a live podcast that's the live stream, I should say. Getting ahead of myself here. The live stream right now. Click on that live stream page or that post. You'll get a comment box. Put in your comments, and I will respond in kind. It won't be right away, but I will respond and try to read these on the next episode of the show. Also, the podcast. The podcast goes out at 10 p.m. Eastern time. 10 p.m. Eastern on Monday nights. Okay, there's a little bit of a delay because I prep the show up for the podcast version of it. And also, I give it a little bit of time so I can do some other technical things I need to do, getting the show up there. But you can listen live. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Deezer, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio. Amazon Music, podcastindex.org. That's the Podfathers website. And by email, if you go to drinkwithrick.com on the subscribe page, click on the buy email button, a little blue button that says buy email. Put your email address in the box there, in that little form. Send it off, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops. And no salesman will call. It's just to hear the show. And you can unsubscribe from any of these venues at any time, but please don't. You know, you're going to miss an episode if you do. So subscribe and you can get the latest episode of the podcast. Of course, the thing is about the podcast is if you're watching live stream now, if you miss something, or if you can't watch the live stream now, you can always listen to the podcast later. You can always watch the live stream or the wine stream later. It won't be live then, but you can watch it. We do store the recordings on most all those venues, so you can pretty much watch it anytime, anywhere, on just about any device. That is the amazing part of all this technology. We can get together pretty much anywhere, anytime, anyway, and just have a good time. How about that? I'm going to go ahead and check the chats real quick. Dan is in the chat. My good friend Dan is in the chat. And he says, hi, Rick. Hope all is well. He's on Facebook. And great to see you, Dan. How are you doing? And hope all is well with you as well. Haven't had any wine yet, but I'm about to. What are you having tonight, Dan? You having anything, particular wine or beer or anything? You missed last week's show, and if you missed last week's show, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Oh, boy, I've got to share this to you. If I can find it again, what did I do with that picture? If I can't pull it, I've got so many things here on this photos. Here we go. Let me see if it's still in here. Oh, yes, it is. It is in here. Okay. This I want to show you. This is what we did last week. If you recall, on last week's episode, the recap there, my son Tommy Antio came on the show, and he tasted a couple of ciders from Ace Cider. There was a pineapple cider and a guava cider, not necessarily in that order. And I think we liked both the ciders. We both did a taste test because he prefers cider and he really likes it. So we had him guest on the show for a little bit. And he liked the guava, but his preference was for the pineapple. So what I did was I went back to Total Wine, which is where I found them, and I was able to find a whole six pack of them and bought those for him. And he's happy. Dan, I hope you're happy. Hope you're doing well. And just jump in and say hi. We're going to have fun. I don't know if you missed the first part. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. I've got some things going on. And you know what? Anything can happen, right? Anything can happen. Let me check Twitch. Twitch is kind of quiet at the moment, but we have folks watching on Twitch. So please jump in the chat and say a hi. And on Odyssey, and where else? We're on my lovely wife, Chi, is watching on YouTube, and she says hello, and hello right back at you. Let me show you what my wife has prepared tonight. Let me pull this up on camera three. There we go. This is what we're going to pair with the food. I know this is interesting, and there are these two little ball things. I'll explain what those are later on as we going. But we have a couple of cheeses, and we have some barbecue chicken with. I'm not 100% sure the chicken is going to go that well with this. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out. I was thinking burger, but a burger should go well with the pinotage. But we'll see how the chicken fares. All right, so this is what we're drinking tonight. This is a Neuthlingschaft. Now, I know I really butchered the name of this wine at the very beginning of the show. I'm still trying to wrap my tongue around this, more or less, metaphorically speaking, this word. Neuthlingschaft, that's what it's called, Neuthlingschaft estate wine. It is a Stellenbosch wine. It's a Pinotage. This is 2020 Pinotage. Oh, I love the Pinotage grape. We'll talk about this. And if you see the little sticker on the far right-hand side of the image there, just on the label, in that corner of the label, it actually says ABSA Top 10 Pinotage 2021. Now, here's the back of the wine. I'm going to read the back of the wine here. Neuthlingschaft Pinotage Estate Wine. The historic Neuthlingschaft Estate. It's kind of hard to read. Neuthlingschaft. Can we say it three times fast? I can't. The historic Neuthlingschaft Estate. Just wait till I have some wine in me. Let me see. And then we'll try doing that. The historic Neuthlingschaft Estate, marked by an iconic avenue of stone pines, lies just outside the town of Stellenbosch. Here, terroir, technology, and tradition meet to create fine wines with an authentic sense of place. The style is medium-bodied, dry red wine, soil, decomposed granite, and sandstone. The climate is mild, wet winters, dry summers. Vineyards, southeast-facing slopes. Winemaking, harvested mid-February, fermented at 25 to 28 degrees Celsius. Maturation is nine months in fresh and American oak. Flavor, ripe plum and cherry fruit supported by vanilla and spice. Oh, please don't spoil this for me. Food suggestion, roasts, casseroles, beetroot salads, and dark chocolate. Well, gee, we don't have any of that, do we? And it's vegan friendly. Yes, this wine is vegan friendly. How about that? Estate W.O. Stellenbosch Wine of South Africa, bottled by Neuthlingschaft. See, I knew I was going to mess it up. Neuthlingschaft Estate. Let's try this again. Bottled by Neuthlingschaft Estate, Polka Dry Road, Stellenbosch, South Africa. And the website is neuthlingschaft.co.za. And there is 14% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what we've got going on here. Wow, that's a lot to read. You know, I'm pretty amazed that, let's go back to that just a second. Look at the back of that. There's so much good information on the back of this. Now, why can't, okay, I don't want to go on a rant right now. It's too early for that. But why can't all wines do this? Why can't all wines do this? Instead of having little cute things like, well, Bob started his vineyard in 1895 and has passed it on to his children and his grandchildren, and they've been making wine for 180 years, and this wine's always great, and it's just really good wine. And then they make up some kind of great, you know, fantastic little story about it, you know, and they don't tell you anything about the wine. They just, you know, have this little story in there. This is very refreshing. And I haven't had the wine yet, but the back label is very refreshing. The fact that they actually gave us this, so much information on the wine itself and the winemaking process, that is pretty cool. I wish every winemaker did that. Now, you know, what's interesting is that before the show, I did not read this label, by the way. Before the show, I checked around to find more information on the wine, and I went to their site, neithlingschaff.co.za, /product/pinotage, and got the information from there, and they had some information and tasting notes. They had a... they had a text sheet on it, which I downloaded and then I promptly discarded. Let me see if I can pull it back up here. Open with, okay, let me see if I can open this with, I don't have anything to open with. Thought I had, this is a PDF, so I thought I had I thought I had Acrobat Reader in here, but apparently not. All this time. On this other computer. All right, so they have a whole text sheet on this thing. And, wow, there's more on here. Well, you know, we'll read it. We'll read it as time goes by, if I can remember to do it, if someone can remind me to do it. In the meantime, let's go back to the chats, see who's in the chat. And, you may have to help me out here on the cheeses again, because you told me what we had, and I promptly forgot. And that's how I roll. So, well, I'll tell you what, let's get to opening this wine, right? So we can go on with the show. So, this is my foil cutter. I'm going to cut the foil. Dan, it's great to see you, by the way. And I hope everyone's doing well. Let's see. Oh, wow, I have a cork here. Now, I need my mechanical corkscrew, which I conveniently put way out in the way so I could barely reach it. The mechanical corkscrew. This is a lot of fun, you know. It looks, you know, in some ways it looks almost, I don't know. Almost looks punk tech, you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. That's just my opinion, for what it's worth. Yeah, it looks, well, anyway, I like it. It's very cool. It's a very cool contraption. Okay, and we've got the, I'll make sure that I'm not, a couple of times I've punched this thing in here and it's, this is the, I'm putting the aerator into the top of it right now, and sometimes they fill these things so full that the displacement just kind of shoots it up everywhere, and then I have a mess on my hands. But not tonight. Look at that. It fits just nicely. I'm liking this Pinotage already, and I haven't had a sip yet. This is a nice, and the bottle's nice too. I like the bottle. It's a nice bottle. And the label is pretty cool. All right, and to pour the grape nectar, I have my genuine and trusty Galway genuine crystal glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. Genuine Irish crystal glass. Doesn't get any better than this. Tom is in the chat. Tom, it's great to see you. Tom says, hey, Rick. And hey, right back at you, Tom. It's really good to see you. I'm glad you're here. I hope you're having a great evening. Hope everyone is fine. Stick around. I know you probably just got here and missed the rundown here, but we're going to have a lot of fun. I've got some things planned, but you know what? As I said before, I said at the beginning of the show and every show, this is a show about us. So you pretty much direct the show. All of you in the chat, direct the show. I'm just the host. You make the show. All right, we're pouring a little bit of this wine in here. We're going to give it a little bit of a swirl. I really do like the fact they put all these tech notes here on the label. That's very refreshing. Hope the wine is refreshing as the label is. If that's the case, then we're in for a great evening. All right, so we've got, wow, this is a very dark ruby color. This looks very full-bodied. I'm not surprised because most Pinotage wines are like that. And we're going to talk about Pinotage here in just a moment. Let me set this aside so we can let it, I'll give it a swirl. And then we'll set aside to let it breathe a little bit. And I'm setting it on my genuine Drink with Rick coasters, which if you don't have a pair, I'll tell you how you can get a pair for free later on in the show. And if you have a pair, you probably need a new pair anyway. They don't last forever, I know because I use mine a lot and I go through them quick. Okay, so we're going to set it aside. I'm getting an aroma, some aromas from this right now, and I have it about 18 inches away from me right now. And I can still smell the wine. So this is a fairly strong bouquet. And it actually smells pretty nice from here. But we'll check it out a little bit more in just a moment. We're going to let it breathe for a moment. And while it's breathing, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. So I went around, checked around online, and I'll tell you where I got it in a minute. But I checked around online to learn a little bit more about it. And there is some limited information on it. Of course, Vivino has it listed there on their site, and they give it 3.9 stars for 99 ratings for the 2020 vintage. I found it, of course, on Neithling's, let's see if I can say it right, Neithlingschaff. Say it with me all together three times fast. Neithlingschaff, Neithlingschaff, Neithlingschaff. And of course, the fourth time I mess it up. And I haven't had any wine yet. That's probably how they came up with the name. I don't know. Had a few drinks. What are we going to call it? Oh, Neithlingschaff. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Okay, so Vivino had it. They still has it. I mean, on their website. And I checked around Neithlingschaff's site, and they have it, of course. And with the winemaker notes, which I have here, and I'll read in a moment. Seller Tracker has it. I'm not kidding. I haven't had anything to drink tonight except water. That's going to change in a few moments. Okay, so Seller Tracker has it listed, and they give it a 90 CT 90. That's a 90-point review out of one user review. So somebody liked it. That's a good sign. So, but I didn't find it too many other places. Now, this is where I found it at Total Wine. I went down to the Total Wine in our local Charlotte area here, and I was looking around specifically for Pinotages, and I said, you know, I'm in the mood for Pinotage. You guys have any Pinotage wines? And, oh, yeah, here's our Pinotage section over there. It's not really a section, but it's a little, it was one shelf. It was kind of like the Greek wines that I found, they showed me last week. It wasn't its own little section, but it was just a little shelf with, oh, I don't know, about seven or eight different Pinotage wines. So I looked at a couple, and they recommended a few to me. And I spotted this one, and I thought to myself, this looks pretty interesting. And they said, yeah, this is actually a pretty good wine. So I said, I will try that and review it. Now, it's been sitting up here for a little bit, but tonight's the night to try it out. And that's what we're going to do right about now. I'm going to check the chats one more time. It's using the chat. Okay. And we have folks watching in. Don't feel free to jump in, especially on Twitch. She says TJ cheddar and unexpected cheddar with parm on a stick. So what she's referring to is this. Tonight we have the Trader Joe's cheddar cheese. That's this right here. And then the unexpected cheddar with parm is on the stick. Thank you. Thank you. She appreciate it. And we're going to try that out in a minute. No, one of those big ball things in the middle, we'll talk about that as well in a little bit. All right. Let's get back to the wine tasting. All right. So I found it around 1709. Vivino had it. It was listed on, I couldn't find it listed anywhere on some of the other sites that have the pricing, the wine pricing. But I did have a receipt. And I'm going to tell you what I paid for this wine. I paid $1.99. No, that's not it. That's for the Black Forest gummy bears. Which has made me what I am today. I got to stop eating those things. Okay, let me get the right one. Okay, here's the correct one. Nieflingschaff Pinotage, 750 milliliter, $16.99. I paid $16.99 for this 750 milliliter bottle of Nieflingschaff at Total Wine. In this was on Ballantine Commons Parkway in Charlotte, and that was in the Promenade, Charlotte, North Carolina. The prices may vary according to your location where you are. So let's go ahead and taste this wine. Just checking around, make sure everything's good. Okay, everything's good. All right, let's give it a whiff. Wow, tasting. You know, I tasted just a little bit of cola in there, but I'm getting some plum. Getting some plum and kind of earthy tasting. I got a little cola in the first whiff, but I'm not getting that now. Huh, interesting. Okay. I get a taste. This is a busy wine. I want to say a little complex, but that's only because there's a lot going on in this wine. I'm tasting some plum. I'm tasting some oak in this wine. It is earthy. I'll have to say that it is somewhat earthy, but I'm also getting a little blackberry in it, and I'm getting mostly dark fruit is what I'm getting here. And something else again. Let me see. Maybe just a hint of cinnamon. A hint of cinnamon. But mostly, and now the plum is kind of subsiding a little bit, but blackberry mostly, and some plum. And it is a bit earthy, but there is a lot going on in this wine. I'm probably going to, as this opens up a little bit more, I'm probably going to be getting more flavors out of this thing. We shall see as time goes on. I think the first taste, it's mostly blackberry and plum, and just I thought I got a little hint of cinnamon and vanilla in this. Let's see if I can get any more out of it. Ooh. A little cinnamon. Yeah, I like cinnamon. Now, this wine is kind of medium. It looks full-bodied, but it's kind of it feels like a minimum body. You know, it's not super bold. And maybe it's the lights, but it looks full-bodied, but it's kind of a medium body tasting wine. It's not a super bold wine at all. It's just full-bodied in the looks. Very, very dark complexion. But there's some tannin in the wine, not a lot of tannin. It's kind of medium tannin in the wine. It is dry wine. To be sure. And one thing I like about Pinotage is that it is a dry red, but the tannins are not too strong. They're not too light. They're just kind of in the middle there. You know, it's nice. It's a fairly nice wine. Now, an interesting thing about this wine also is that when it was going down, and I still can taste it in the back of my throat, it has a very long finish. This wine has a very long finish to it, but it's kind of a it finishes out very nicely. It has a very, very nice, smooth finish to it. Yeah, I like that. It's very nice. And not unexpected for a Pinotage. I like that very much. I'm liking this wine so far. This is actually pretty good, and I can see why it's had a number of good reviews on it. So far, I like it. Although the blackberry is starting to overpower what I was tasting with the plum. The plum is sort of subsiding a bit. Still a little, you know, it's earthy. The vanilla is still there, and the little bit, just a little bit of cinnamon. I like that. Very nice so far. Let's get back to the Chasseur, and then we'll do some tasting. And Tom, I hope you're doing really well. It's great to see you here also. And let's see who else we got going on. Jump and say hi on Twitch. Please don't be afraid to do that. All right. So we've got the chats live. We're live everywhere tonight. This is actually probably one of the smoothest streams in a while. Barring any thunderstorms. I heard earlier tonight, well, we're going to have some thunderstorms. I'm thinking, oh, no, I don't want to repeat of what happened a few weeks ago when we momentarily lost power and lost the lights in the studio. We didn't lose the stream because I had my computer, my main computer on backup, but my secondary computer, the one that I see all the chats with and that I can get all the feedback with, that went down. So I thought at first that everything went down, and then I realized we're still, you know, everybody was telling me that we're still online, that we're still up. So I wasn't necessarily panicking. I was just saying, uh-oh, we got to get this going again. I just wasn't sure where to go next with that. But the show continued, and all was good. Anyway, so what we're going to do? Oh, yes, we're going to pair it with some food. So let's pair it with some food. I have on camera three, once again, we have some foods to pair it with. Now, this should go pretty good with grilled meats, and a lot of Pinotages do, and some gamier meats, you know, like some game, a deer and a meat, maybe some bison, a bison burger. You know, Pinotage in general, I like to have a Pinotage with a bison burger or something like that. I wouldn't say bison is necessarily gamey. I mean, it's not as gamey as, you know, some of the other meats, but it's definitely different from a regular burger. Anyway, so what we do have here is we have this. This is a barbecued chicken wing from a local barbecue place, Q Shack, as a matter of fact. It's pretty good. I don't have any barbecue to go with it, but it's a smoked chicken wing, smoked and grilled chicken wing, smoked mostly, I think. So we're going to try it with that. This may work pretty well. I don't know. We'll find out. Let's have a little bit more. I'm going to pour a little more wine. Let's try it with the chicken wing. Mm. It's a cold chicken wing now. That was a big bite, too. Mm. Pardon me, folks. It's going to take a minute to chew through this. Once again, that's how I roll. Mm. Well, that was a big bite. Hmm. Hmm. Not bad. Not bad. Now, I wouldn't say this goes great with barbecue overall. the smoked chicken wing, it was not too bad. It was okay. I liked it. I'll be honest, this would probably not be my first choice for a smoked chicken wing. But I could drink it with a choke, with a, I don't want choke, with a smoked chicken wing. I could have it with a smoked chicken wing. It's okay. Yeah, would you like it in a house? Would you like it with a mouse? Well, let me put it this way. I think it would go better with a smoked chicken wing than with green eggs and ham. I'll just put it that way. Okay, so what else we have going on? All right, camera three. Oh, you know what? I forgot to do something. I've got. Let me clear the palette a little bit because that's what we do here on this show. We want to keep it authentic. Clear the palette first. I don't want to mix my tastes up like I mix up my words. Let's keep something straight on this show. All right, so let's go back to camera three, and we're going to have it with the, that was the unexpected cheddar with parm. That's what we're having. This is what's on the stick, right? Unexpected cheddar with parm. This has cheddar. I like this cheese. It has cheddar, and it has little bits of Parmesan mixed in with it. And it's a very interesting taste. This is not a super sharp cheddar, but it is. I'd say it's kind of a medium cheddar. But the Parmesan cheese that's mixed in with it gives it a different texture. It does. It gives it a little bit of a different texture and mixes in with the cheddar to give it a little more of a sharper taste than you would normally probably expect from this cheddar. Very good cheese, by the way. Yeah, I like this cheese. See how it goes with this wine. Oh, I like it. Hey, I like it with the cheese. The cheddar, the parm. It adds a little extra tartness to the Parmesan. And it just brings out the Parmesan in the cheese even more. I like this. Pretty good. That was a nice pairing. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and clear the palate one more time. And let's go back to camera three. And let's try it this time with the... What is this? The Trader Joe's cheddar? It's just a regular cheddar. This is probably pretty close to the same kind of cheddar that the other is with the Parmesan in it. So we have two cheddars. We have basically two white cheeses with this red wine. Unfortunately, my wife just informed me before the show that we are out of the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Normally, we pair it with the Gouda. Unfortunately, we are out of it. I ate the last of it last week on last week's stream. So I was at Trader Joe's the other day, as a matter of fact, and so was my wife, but neither of us thought to get it. Which camera am I on? Oh, I'm on this one. I thought I'm on that one. Okay. Let me switch to that one then. How about that? There we go. Okay. Now I'm going to start talking to this camera. Okay. All right. Such is this show. So here is the... Here I am sticking in this camera and it's... Anyway. So this should be a pretty decent cheddar to go with this wine. Now it's a white cheddar. And it is a medium cheddar. It's not really super sharp. It just doesn't taste that way to me. So. Okay. Actually, with this cheese, I think the wine and the cheese kind of cancel each other out just a little bit. So I have to say that the taste is not spectacular. There's nothing super spectacular about it. It's, I wouldn't say it's bland, but it really, the two tastes kind of cancel each other out a little. Whereas unlike with the cheddar with the parm, the wine really accentuated the Parmesan in the cheddar, brought it out, and made that mix really more dynamic. And I like that. I like that pairing. I like that pairing better this one. Oh, if only we had the Gouda with us tonight. I would love to try this with the Gouda. Maybe another time. We shall see. All right, let's go back to camera one for a minute. Now, I should pull up camera three. All right, there's one more thing on the plate that we have to talk about, right? It's this. These little ball things that my wife has prepared, and which I am really hesitant to try just now. I think I'm going to wait till the end of the show to do this because this has sugar in it. These are donuts. These are donut holes is what these are. These are homemade donut holes deep fried in olive oil. Is that correct, Chi? Right? Is that what you said before the show? They are donut holes deep fried in olive oil with some icing on it, because she knows how much I like icing. Sprinkles too. Whoa. She's got sprinkles on this too. Wow, a double. Oh, my. See, my wife loves me. She does. She shows it in so many ways. Okay, I'll have to explain this. All right, so I've got a running joke in the house where she bakes something. She makes something and really nice, and she'll bake this wonderful, could be a cinnamon loaf or some kind of a bread or some kind of a muffin or something like that. And I will say, it's great, but it needs icing. It needs icing. That's what I was saying. All it needs is icing. So when she puts icing on it, she'll make a cupcake or something, she'll put icing on it, or she'll make some kind of, like this morning, she made homemade cinnamon buns. These things were awesome, and she made them with she made a couple of different kinds. She made one with some butter icing, and then she made one with cream cheese icing. These things were awesome. I know, because I had three of them. They weren't that big, but... Oh, I'm so ashamed of myself. They were good. And of course I said, well, they're great, and they have icing and everything. And then I said, well, it needs sprinkles. It needs sprinkles. So if it doesn't have any icing on it, I'll just say, it's great, but it needs icing. If it has icing on it, then I'll say, great, but it needs sprinkles. And here she put both of them, to make me happy, she put both icing and sprinkles on this thing. Oh, well, my wife made me the man I am today. Okay. Anyway, no, I'm not blaming it on her. That's my fault. It's totally my fault. And yes, she says in the chat, she added one more item here that I did neglect to mention. These aren't just any donut balls or donut holes or whatever you want to call them. I like to call them donut bowls. Balls. Donut balls. Here you go. These are gluten-free donut holes, deep fried in olive oil, as she just said in the chat. Deep fried in olive oil. So you know they've got, if they're in olive oil, you know they have to be good for you, right? That's right. That's the good cholesterol, right? If you're going to have cholesterol, you got to do it with good cholesterol. All right. And my sister Penny's in the chat. Penny is in the chat. Great to see you, Penny. Penny says, looks like a drumstick. Which one? The chicken wing? Yeah, it is a drumstick, or what's left of one, with a big bite in it. They were good, by the way, actually. All right, well, I'm going to save the donut balls or the donut holes towards the end of the show, and we will taste it with the wine because, you know, desserts and wine go hand in hand. There are dessert wines out there. They go great with desserts, too, by the way. So we'll try that at the end of the show. Stick around. We'll see. We'll do a tasting, a last minute, and we'll see how they pair up. This should be interesting. The reason I don't want to do it now is because with all the sugar in the wine, I could be just bouncing off the walls in here, and I don't think the walls, such as they are in the studio, can take it at this point. By the way, here's a little inside. If I pull up my photos again. Okay, I got the ciders up. All right, let me show you. Here you're getting, because you're part of the show, here's a backstage look. Here's one backstage look. I was trying to find another of the console here, but couldn't find it. I sent it to that Square guy on Twitch, and I forgot where I put the actual original photo. But this is the more of an overhead view of what the set looks like, or what it did look like until I took down some of the bottles. But this is kind of a backstage view of the set. I've had folks ask me before about the set and about what I put into it. And yeah, I do put a lot into the show. And as a matter of fact, this is the most expensive show I've ever produced. And I do it for fun. I mean, I don't even make any money on this show. It's just something I do for fun. On the side, and I put more money and resources into this show than I have in any of the other dozen podcasts and streams and shows that I've done in my 16 going on 17 years of podcasting. So that's what that looks like. So just to give you an insider view or a view from the other side of the set, because I've had people ask me, "Oh, what's this look like? What's your set look like?" Okay, yeah, well there it is, one view of it. So anyway, where were we? Okay, so we've got an agenda here. We've got stuff to do on the show tonight, and I think it's time for one important thing. By the way, I want to give a shout out to my nephew Ben. If he's there, my brother-in-law Tom and my sister Penny. I want to give a shout out to you and to my nephew Ben. Here's to you. And you know what? I think we need to do the shout out. There you go. Here's to you. And I hope you all are having a great evening. Okay, let's go toast some national days. Some national days. I've got to put that back up there because it's time to do the national days, right? Let's queue up to do the national days because we have some national days to toast. And then we have some dad jokes. Get your dad jokes ready. Tom, I know you're a dad. I know you've got some dad jokes, but throw them in the chat. Send out your best dad jokes, by the way, and anyone who can give me their best or worst dad jokes or send them to me or whatever, you could win a copy of Where Did It Go? Put the bad dad joke away. There, the book, 365 dad jokes. Oh, it's over there across the studio. I picked it up and I put it across the studio because I was doing some cleaning and it's way over there. But you could win, won't win that copy. I'll send you another copy. But your best and worst dad jokes, I can read them. If I read them on the show, then you could win a copy of 365 dad joke or 365 days of dad jokes. Truly terrible jokes. Anyway, so we have the national days. So that's what we're doing. Okay. We have some national days coming up. Let me cue the national days. And I'll the wines back there, that's for the national days. The fireworks are for other things. The national days, where are they? Oh, yes, they're right here. Courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. I hope everyone's ready to toast with me because we do have some exciting national days to coast. The toast. Coast. Need more wine. Okay. And Penny, if you're here to watch me over and by, you may get your wish. It is 14% alcohol by volume. And I love Pinotage wines. All right, August 27th, which is today for another hour and 3 minutes, is National Just Because Day. It's National Just Because Day. Why? I don't know. Just because. And we're going to toast it. Why? I don't know. Just because. So here's the National Just Because Day. Because, well, just because. National Just Because Day. I didn't make that up. It's actually a national day. It's a national. Go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Just go there and look it up. It's a national day, and you can ask Marlo, my friend Marlo Anderson. He's the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. He'll tell you it's National Just Because Day. He made it. I mean, he put it up there just because. August 27th is also National Pâtes de Crème Day. What is National Pâtes de Crème Day? Well, I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you directly from the nationaldaycalendar.com. Well, it's pulled from, scraped from National Day. Sorry about that, Marlo. I'm giving you credit, Marlo. This is I'm giving you full credit. On August 27th, National Pâtes de Crème Day sets the table with a delicious custard dessert. Collect your ramekins because this day gives you another excuse to use them. Recipes for this delightful French dessert date back to the 17th century. Its name means pot of custard. Who knew? Or pot of cream, which also refers to the baking dish. While a pâtes de crème traditionally bakes in small pots with lids that may also be baked in other small porcelain dishes. On the spectrum of custards, pâtes de crème is a loose custard. It should not be set when baking completes. That's good to know. By the way, did you know that stressed spelled backwards is desserts? Just saying. Pâtes de crème. National Pâtes de Crème Day. I will drink to that. Gee, maybe we could do that sometime. There's a recipe on there somewhere, nationaldaycalendar.com, I believe, how to make pâtes de crème. And it is pâtes de crème day for another hour, 1 hour. So we have time to make some, right? All right. Okay, so August 28th is National Bow Tie Day. National Bow Tie Day. I'm not a bow tie person. I have worn bow ties in the past from occasion, and I have done that from time to time, mostly when I've rented a tux and had to, you know, go to various events where I rented a tuxedo and weddings and special events like that. When we got married, I had to wear a tux. I had to. My wife said, "You're wearing a tux today." I gladly wore it for her. But I've worn a tux on several occasions. I don't own a tux. I've had to rent them because I don't go to enough events where I wear where it's worth it for me to buy a tux. It costs so much to rent them as it is. Anyway, here's the National Bow Tie Day. If only it were National Mai Tai Day, then we'd have something to celebrate. Okay, it's also August 28th, which is tomorrow in about, well, it'll be today in about 59 minutes. It's tomorrow now. Semantics aside, it's not kicking in yet. Trust me, it's not. It's just I just normally wix my merds up this way. That's how I do things. Podcasting is hard. You know that? National Cherry Turnovers Day. It's going to be National Cherry Turnovers Day. There you go. I'll drink to that. I like cherry turnovers. I'll drink to that. Oh, guess what it is tomorrow? Ben, if you're watching, I don't know if you're a fan or not, or if you were a fan in the day. It's National Power Rangers Day. Yes, that's right. National Power Rangers Day. I'm serious. August 28th is Morphin Time, as they say on nationaldaycalendar.com. It's Morphin Time, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Now, I was a little too old at the time when Power Rangers came out, But I still, and I was never a big Power Rangers fan because it was not, you know, it was outside of my my era, I guess. You know, I was busy watching shows like Johnny Quest, the original Johnny Quest, not the remake. The original Johnny Quest, that's what I liked when I was a kid. For cartoons, you know, the classic Warner stuff and Tom and Jerry and things like that. Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo's been around for ages, you know. It's amazing how Scooby-Doo has survived all these decades, all these generations. There's still, you know, people that are into Scooby-Doo. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Power Rangers. I've watched a few episodes from time to time. Not in their entirety. I mean, I would kind of like watch a little bit here, a little bit there. But I was never really into Power Rangers that much. It wasn't animated. I know it wasn't animated. I'm lumping in the animated shows I watched with the live action stuff, but that was because when I was a kid, it was mostly cheap animated, limited animation stuff on TV. We didn't have Power Rangers. We did have other stuff. Now, I take that back. We had other stuff on TV back in the time, like we had stuff like Puff and stuff, what else we had? Thunderbirds and things like that, you know. But Power Rangers, that came after I graduated from school quite a while later. National Power Rangers Day officially recognizes its original Teenagers with Attitude and celebrates all things Power Rangers. There you go. I'll drink to that. Now, when you talk about Teenagers with Attitude, I don't know. I guess I used to watch the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, too, sometimes. They didn't really have... They could get attitudes from time to time, but they were more like, you know, just a bunch of fun-loving guys, turtles, who just happened to be ninjas. And their... and their master was a rat. But... weird show. Some weird stuff we grew up with. Maybe that's the way we turned out the way we did, right? Right. Okay, so National Power Rangers Day. I did drink to that. Okay, National Thoughtful Day. Tomorrow is National Thoughtful Day. I will drink to that. It's good to be thoughtful. I will drink to that. Well, let me think about it for a second. Okay. A toast to National Thoughtful Day. It's also National Bridge Remembrance Day. Now, I'm going to explain this. If you're not familiar with the Rainbow Bridge, I'm not that tongue twisted yet. Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day is August 28th. Now I'm reading this from the nationaldaycalendar.com. The death of a pet, whether furry, feathered, or an uncommon variety, is felt deeply. They become family and a familiar part of our lives. Mourning their death is different for everyone, and the observance provides a way to heal the ache of loss. It says here, and I'm going to kind of paraphrase this just a little bit. The pain of loss is real. And as each person travels through their grief, we remember the companionship and comfort they provided to us. Don't forget that part of the relationship included care provided by you. The empty space left by the loss of a beloved pet is sometimes a difficult void to overcome. I can attest to that. Our whole family can attest to that because we lost last year. It's been almost, can you believe it's been almost a year? Almost a year. Another month, it'll be a year, I believe, that we lost a beloved pet. And I have a photo of him here. I just wanted to do this. Where is he? He's right here. Oh, Cosmo. I'm going to give a toast to this day, Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. There are many animals yet to find a home. In time, you can be their home. And they're talking about rescue pets, I think, or just adopting a pet. But our beloved dog, Cosmo, is really Tommy's dog, but he was really a part of the whole family. He was literally part of the whole family. And losing him last year was very, very difficult for all of us. Very difficult for us. And he was just so loved, and he is so greatly missed. And our little dog, Cosmo. Just, I don't think I've ever known a dog quite like him. Just a sweet, sweet dog. Anyway, but that's for Cosmo. Here's a toast to Cosmo and to pets everywhere who we've all lost. Here's a Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. I will drink to that. And I will drink to it again. There is one more national day to toast. One more national day. And this is a very special day, too. And the reason I'm filling my wine glass is because this day is related to wine. Did you know that today is National Red Wine Day? Yes, it is National Red Wine Day. It is absolutely National Red Wine Day. I have red wine. Do you have red wine? You don't have to have red wine, but you know what? It's a great way to celebrate the day. It is. So here is to National Red Wine Day. I will drink to that. And I will drink to that again, just because it's going to be National Red Wine Day. Now, technically, it's not National Red Wine Day yet. It's going to be National Red Wine Day in 50 minutes on the 28th. But I'm going to go ahead and celebrate it now. So here, once again, is to National Red Wine Day. I will drink to that just because. All right, and with that, I think that'll do it for the national days. Once again, oh, this is Cosmo again. Once again, this is what we're drinking tonight. What we're drinking tonight is the Neathling Schaaf Estate Wine. This is a Stellenbosch Pinotage, the 2020, 14% alcohol by volume. And wow, what an amazing wine this is turning out to be. I'm really liking this wine. And I'm not just saying this because I've had a lot of this wine. I'm saying this because I really do like this wine. And I've had, I haven't had that much of it. Look at that. It's not even half the bottle yet. See, look, Penny, it's not even half the bottle yet. Yet. All right. Tom, I know you're a white wine drinker, right? You're a white wine drinker, and if I had a white wine to drink tonight, I would have certainly opened it up for you. But I tell you what, we have to visit soon, and then I will bring a bottle of white wine, and we can share that, and I will try to find a really, really good one that you will certainly enjoy. Or you can recommend one for me. That's fine, and I will give it a try. I know you, since you like the whites, you can recommend one for me, maybe one I haven't had yet, and I'll certainly try it, and I'll give it a fair review on here. Just let me know. All right, anything else going on tonight? Oh, it is quiet in the streams tonight, isn't it? And I think I know why. Yes, I do think I know why. But we do have folks watching, and I appreciate you being there watching. Thank you for being here. We've got folks watching on YouTube as well. Jump in and say hi, by the way. All right. And let's see what else we got going here. What's next on the agenda? Next on the agenda is, oh, you know what? I've got the wrong. There we go. I just want to make sure I've got all the chats up properly. We have folks watching on Odyssey. All right, what's next on the agenda? Oh, yes. We have an open chat. Oh, dad jokes, right. We got dad jokes going here. Okay. Following the itinerary here. Before we get to the dad jokes, there are a couple of, Well, maybe there aren't. Oh, yes, there are a couple of comments. I have to read a couple of comments. All right, for Yadagami. Yadagami read, and as you know, he's pretty regular in the chats on YouTube. He watches the show on YouTube pretty regularly. But last week he couldn't make it in time for the show, but he left some nice comments because he watched the show later on YouTube. And Yadagami-sama says, I couldn't be on the live show Saturday, but I'm glad you get to try the ciders. They're both my favorites. And once again, he's referring to the ciders that I was showing earlier, which I still think I have here somewhere in the photos. It's these, the Ace Ciders. So Tommy came on the show, and he guested on the show for a little bit, and he tried, because he loves ciders, he's our resident cider expert, taster, and he tried the guava, the Ace Guava Craft Cider, and the Ace Pineapple Craft Cider. He liked them both. He preferred the pineapple over the guava, but he did like them both. And Yadagami and we had a couple of people in the chats that in different chats that recommended these Ace ciders. So I said, well, go ahead and get a couple and try them out and give them a review. And we did that. And that's what that was all about. So Yadagami also says, you'll have to buy some more for your son. He really liked them. yes, he did, Yadagami. And once again, I appreciate your comments here. I had to print them out because I didn't have them on the screen, but I printed them out. And appreciate the comments very much. And yes, I did. I bought a six-pack for him, and he is enjoying them. He really likes those ciders, by the way. So there were good suggestions, by the way. And I think it was Yadagami recommended one of them, and Brew recommended, who's in the chat on Twitch, he recommended one of the others. So we bought one of each, and we each – actually, I bought two of the guava. But we bought each of them on those recommendations on the ciders, and we tried them both on the show last week, and they were thoroughly enjoyed by both Tommy and me. So great suggestions. And see, that's how it works here. That's how it works here on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. You suggest something here in the chat, and I try it out, and it's, especially if it's something that you like and you want me to try, I gave it a fair review. Tommy gave it a fair review, and you know what? We really enjoyed them. They were great. I have some of the best wines that I've tried were wines that were not just wines that I picked out, but were wines that were recommended by you, that you've picked out, that you said, hey, I like this wine. Give it a try and see what you think of it. And some of the best wines we've had on the show in the past were wines that were recommended by you. And you've made some fans out of me for, you know, of Tommy and myself for the ciders and some of the other wines that we tried. So thank you. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. And, you know, you can send them to rick@savoymedia.com. Send them to rick@savoymedia.com. Or you can just drop them in the chat anytime. That's fine. That's fine, too. Okay, so I've got one more thing. Other thing. What is this other thing? Oh, yeah, I've got to tell you about this real quick. All right, for those of you who are watching the chat regular or watching the show regularly, and have maybe on Facebook. Now, I'm not really having issues on the other platforms right now. In this, Facebook has been creating an issue recently with the show, in the sense that Facebook has always caused me, I've always had issues of one type or another trying to do stuff streaming on Facebook. Just they're not the easiest to deal with doing streams. They've made things easier. Now, to their credit, they've made streaming a little bit easier, but I still get annoyed with a couple of things they do on the back end when you're sending up streams, especially if you're doing a regular stream every week and they insist on trying to be overly helpful with the things that get in the way of setting up the stream. I'm not going to go into detail on that. But this is what's been happening over the last 5 weeks or so. And I'm bringing this up to you because you're part of the show and you need to know, especially if you're on Facebook and you've experienced this on watching the show, or if you've had trouble with it in the past, you kind of need to know about this. You know that's not coming from this end. It's not being caused by me here or any of the production going through here, because we send this show out straight out there and we multi-stream it to 5 different platforms. And for the most part, we don't have trouble with anyone else. It's just Facebook. In this case, what has happened over the last 5 weeks or so, Facebook has been muting certain parts of the show, particularly the open and the close. Now, as you know, you watch the show from beginning to end, and some of you do. I start off with the because it's a warm up to the show. I start off the countdown, get everybody, so everybody can have a chance to get situated and everything. Get find their seats and get their snacks and their drinks and all that together. I mean, the show does follow a formula. And for the most part, it works pretty well. So we have the countdown there, and it gives people time to hey, the show's coming on. Let's get our drinks and our snacks and everything. We get together, sit down, and watch the show. Then I start the show with the open, which is a piece of music called Sweeter Vermouth. Ha ha. That's apropos, isn't it? Yes. Intentional, yes. Sweeter Vermouth, and this is by a composer by the name of Kevin MacLeod. And Kevin, who I have purchased music from in the past, and as a matter of fact, when I have my iPad, my Apple iPad before it broke, and I had to toss it. I used to play a game called Welder, and Kevin MacLeod was in the game system and connected with him there. And anyway, so I have purchased a number of pieces from Kevin over the years and used his music for a number of things, not just for personal, but also for work. My job at By Two Way Radios, I do a lot of videos. And from time to time, we need some music. And sometimes I've used some of my own music that I've created. And sometimes we bought music. And we purchase rights to the music when we need to do that. And we've used a lot of Kevin's music because I like his music. He does some really good music. So I use his Sweeter Vermouth music. That's the name of the song that I use at the beginning and the end of the show. And it works really well, and it fits. It really does fit the overall theme of the show. And just to let you know, for full disclosure, I've purchased a license for this music. This is not unlicensed music. Now, he does release it on a Creative Commons kind of thing, but I use it for the show. So, and I want to support Kevin because I like his music. So I purchased that track. So I have a license, a valid paper license for using this music. So over the last 5 or 6 weeks, and there has been an issue up until this point, but over the last 5 or 6 weeks, Facebook has decided that on their own, or maybe somebody's flagged it, I don't know, has decided that that the music doesn't really meet their they don't have the rights to play the music. Well, you know, first of all, they don't have to worry about that because I have the rights. I purchased the rights for this music. Kevin says it's perfectly fine to use the music. It's his music. And, you know, no problems there. So, you know, that's what I play. And then Facebook has taken it upon themselves. I guess their bots have, but I got something for Facebook to... But they've taken upon themselves to mute the music track when it comes on. So for those of you who have seen the show later and have seen 30 seconds of just the Drink with Rick placard there, the title, with nothing going on, like, you know, you see the bars and tone come up, and you know, you see the Drink with Rick countdown, and then you'll see it just go blank for 30 seconds, nothing going on. And then it cuts to me coming in and the end, the credits and that sort of thing. No music. This is why. Because Facebook has taken it upon themselves to mute the music. Now, I don't know if everybody's experienced this. Now, me on my end, apparently this is, you know, I can hear the music, but some others may have experienced where they can't hear the music. So there's 30 seconds of just Drink with Rick, and they're going like, well, where's Rick? You know, they see the countdown, and there's like 30 seconds of, well, where's Rick? What's going on here? I'm bailing. So after about 4 weeks or 5 weeks of this, and they'd send me, Facebook would send me notifications saying that, hey, we're muting pieces of your show. Now, to compound this, as you know, I show videos on my show. These are not just some random videos. These are not videos owned by some big production company. They're not owned by Paramount Studios or Disney or anybody like that. They're my own videos or videos that my son has produced that we own the copyright too. There are videos or films, and you know, some of my films I show from time to time, like I did last week or the week before. I show films. As a matter of fact, Dan, you probably missed it, but I showed kind of what's kind of a sequel to the Analyst, what we call The Traveling Guy, and I showed that a couple weeks ago, and it was well received. People really seemed to like the video. They thought it was really cool, or it was a film. It was actually originally shot on Super 8. About 40 years ago, been restored. So that people enjoy the film. There is often music in those. That music is original music. Generally, a lot of that music is some of it in the case of The Analyst, by my friend Ed, who is often in the chats, who watches the show a lot. He's often on the show. And he did the music for that one. And my friend Jim Chamberlain, who's done a lot of the music for a lot of these films. We own the music. We own the rights. It's our music. It's original. And so on occasion, Facebook has said, oh, you know, we're muting out some of this stuff. Or we're blocking it out. We're going to black it out so they can't, people can't see it in certain countries. Getting a little bit, yeah, this is my rant tonight. So getting a little bit frustrated with this and people saying, hey, you know, your stuff's getting censored. So I sent, I had a hard time trying to find out where to do this, as a matter of fact, because Facebook does not make this easy. Unlike YouTube. Like if YouTube issues a DCMA or a warning for a copyright strike or something like that, claiming that somebody else owns the music or whatever, there are channels, there are avenues where you can dispute that. And for the most part, that works okay. Odyssey doesn't have that issue. They don't care. Odyssey doesn't care. They're good. YouTube, they're usually pretty reasonable about it. And some YouTubers might disagree with that. But I really haven't had an issue with YouTube as yet. Knock on wood. That's wood, I think. But Facebook is just... they're just a little over the top on this, but they don't make it easy for you to do this. They think they do, but if you want to dispute this kind of thing, you have to jump through. I try to dispute it the first time they did it, the first couple of times. I click on what I'm supposed to click on and it takes me nowhere, or it takes me to just an information page about why they would have done this. That there's no link to, like, okay, where's the form that I'm supposed to? I had to Google up the form to find out where the form was to get on Facebook and say, hey, I want to dispute this. I had to do this. Because Facebook is not very, when it comes to, they're probably going to censor me for this too. I don't know. Because I'm critiquing them, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? So if I suddenly go poof off the air, on Facebook, that's why. I'm not being critical. I'm being honest. You know, they make it very difficult. And so I'm looking around trying to find this form, this alleged form for disputing it. I finally found it, but I didn't find it from Facebook. I had to go online and search around and find out other people, and they say, oh, here's where you can find the form, find a link to it. And then I had to go to the link. So I filled out the form and I put in the license. I have a PDF copy of my license for this legally purchased license for this piece of music. And inserted and included it in there. And this is what they sent to me. It is a completely automated, it's got this guy's name on it, but apparently he didn't even look at it, because this is what he sent me. And by the way, it didn't come right away. It came like days after I turned this thing in. He goes, hi. Very... not hi, Rick, or anything like that. It's just hi. It's a cut and paste job, obviously. Thanks for contacting Facebook. Your video is muted in certain territories where Meta does not have music rights. If you have permission to share everything in the video, including the audio, you can appeal the action and have your content restored by locating the notification you received. Remember that people should only post videos that they have the right to share. Oh, really? To learn more about video copyright protection on Facebook, please visit the intellectual property section of the Help Center, and then they give the link to it. Thank you, and this is from Mario, Facebook, allegedly an actual person, but this is obviously a cut-and-paste job, because... muted in certain territories. They won't tell you which territories it's muted in. They don't tell you which. Now, they did send me a thing saying that it's in certain countries, and they listed a few, but it's kind of vague. Where Meta does not have music rights. It doesn't matter if you don't have music rights. I have the music rights, and I'm sending it out through you, so I should have the right. You shouldn't be muting my stuff, Facebook. If you have permission to share everything in the video, including the audio, you can appeal the action and have your content restored. Apparently, they restored some of it, but at least to me, I don't know if it's restored everywhere else where everyone can see it. So, if you, and the reason I'm sharing this with you is because I'm asking for your help, asking for your assistance. And of course, in a condescending way, they're saying, remember that people should only post videos they have the right to share. Oh, really? Really? Like, I'm so stupid, I don't know this already. Okay. So condescending. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. I'm ranting here. I just, this stuff, there's no person personal touch to this at all. Mario, they think that putting their name, that somebody's name in there is going to make it a personal. They didn't even look at it. It's just a cut and paste job. Now, supposedly my stuff is back and operating, but the last time I checked, they weren't making my videos available to be shared. And now I do put the videos, or I have put the Facebook videos on my website in the past, to share out. They've blocked a lot of them. They've blanked out a lot of them. So I've switched over. I've taken the Facebook, ones off, and I've put the YouTube or Odyssey ones on because those are open and they don't seem to have a problem with them. And a matter of fact, YouTube acknowledges that it is a license, that's licensed to me from Kevin MacLeod, and I didn't have to do anything on that one. So apparently, YouTube's smart enough to realize this, but apparently Facebook is not, and they don't seem to care. So that's where I need your help. If you see any of my videos on Facebook where the opening, the close, or any part of this is muted, or if you have trouble where the video is blacked out or any part of the video is blacked out, please, please, please let me know. Send me a link to it. Send me an email at rick@sevillamedia.com and let me know what's going on, because I would really appreciate it, because this will help me and trying to get this resolved. Or maybe just if the worst comes to worst, just getting off Facebook altogether, because it's just sometimes just more trouble than it's worth. I'd rather avoid the conflict and just go where I'm wanted than stay where I'm not. You know what I mean? Ed is in the chat. My good friend Ed is in the chat. It's great to see you, Ed. Sorry, I was on my rant and I wasn't ignoring you at all. Ed says, I cede any analyst music rights I might have to you. Well, Ed, I give you full credit for the music and the analyst, by the way. My good friend Ed, he is in Florida. We've been friends for a long, long time, for decades. I worked with him at Ed and I worked together at Disney World, Walt Disney World, Florida, for many years. We were roommates for a period of time. And let me tell you something. Ed was one of the, you know what? I think Ed was the best roommate I ever had. One of the best roommates I ever had. Apologies to Perry, because Perry was also a great roommate and a good friend as well. Still is. A good friend. I mean, even though we're not roommates anymore. But Ed, one of the best roommates I ever had, just a really cool guy all the way around, and very, very smart guy, and talented in his own right. A talented writer as well. So, Ed, it's great to see you here, my good friend, and I really appreciate your assistance on the film, and if I ever make any money on this film, which I probably never will, but if I ever do, trust me, you're in on that, okay? I've never made any money on this film. It's like a show, and it's just kind of a thing out there, so it's something everybody watches. I've never. Boy, you know, if I could make some money on these films, that would be great. But I don't know if that would ever happen. Help me at least pay some of the bills over the years for transferring the films and all the work we've put into it. And Ed, too. Ed did a fine job on the audio, by the way. Okay, so what else we got going here? Dad jokes. We're going to tell a few dad jokes before we leave. Okay, let's tell some dad jokes. I don't have a dad joke background. Let me see if I can come up with one. Is there a dad joke background? I don't have one. Let's see if I can come up with one. I can come up with this one. This is a classic. All right. Here's a dad joke background. All right, we'll use this. All right, let's tell some dad jokes. And don't be afraid to put your dad jokes in there if you want. All right, dad jokes. I've got a few up here. Okay. What do you call two monkeys who share an Amazon account? Prime mates. That's not even worth a rim shot, even. Okay. What's blue and not very heavy? Light blue. That gets a rim shot. Okay. I told my wife she needs to start embracing her mistakes, so she hugged me. Yep. She did. Where do bad rainbows go? Prism is just a light sentence. I think it's a rim shot, too. Why not? Where's my rim shot? Thank you. A little late there. All right. What is this thing? Oh, okay. Why did Novak Djokovic pay for his flight to Australia with a MasterCard? Because his visa didn't work. Okay. What's the least spoken language in the world? Sign language. Okay, whatever. what else we got here? Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Who is the most lonely billionaire? Can you get this? Who is the most lonely billionaire? Elon Musk. Yeah, that got something. Okay. I gotta pick a few. I can't go too deep in the weeds with these things tonight. Why did Karen press Control-Shift-Delete? Because she wanted to see the task manager. Okay. If you're not familiar with keyboard shortcuts on Windows, you're not going to get that joke. All right. Yeah, that was a little bit... no, that's a dumb one. Let me see. That one's too dumb. Yeah, that's too bad for even me to... Okay, I like this one. I can't find my Gone in 60 Seconds DVD. It was here a minute ago. That rim shot was late, too. See, that's why I need a producer here. I need a producer so to get those rim shots and be more timely with it rather than me. What do you call a criminal landing an airplane? Condescending. I don't know about that one. I think that one gets the crickets. Oh, now this is just awful. How do you get a blind person to see? Usually by boat. I don't know. That's just bad. Hey, look, I got the wrong one up. What kind of doctor is Dr. Pepper? A physician, like physician. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. All right. My son got angry the other day. My son got angry when I told him the sky is the limit for you. He wants to be an astronaut. Oh, also, here's one. Yeah, I don't know if anybody's going to care. if sweet dreams were made of cheese, who am I to disagree? Disabree. I messed it up. I can't believe I messed it up. Okay, take two. All right. Let's try it again. If it's not even worth reading anymore. Never mind. I'm really excited for the Amateur Autopsy Club I just joined. Tuesday is open mic night. Yeah. Let's read one more and then we'll call it a night. Okay. let's see. I can't read that one. Okay. What do you need to make a small fortune on Wall Street? A large fortune. Yeah, I used to hate facial hair. Then it grew on me. Yeah. Are we done with these tonight? Oh my. I think we're done with those. All right, once again, sending your best or worst dad jokes. Scott is in the chat. Scott is in the chat on Twitch, and it's great to see you, Scott. Tell me how you're doing. All right, Scott has a dad joke. Can I read this one? All right, forgive me, folks, but I'm going to read this one. Nobody yell at me, okay? All right, Scott has one in the chat. He says, should I read this? Okay. What do you call a female biker? A menstrual cycle. I'm serious. That wasn't one of mine, no. That was one of yours. That was one of yours. It was a clean joke, so I mean, I couldn't deny a clean joke. I'm going to get some flack for that. Probably. Probably. Okay, so Ed's got one. Ed's got one in the chat. Ed says, two milk cartons notice a third. One of the two says, that carton must be Spanish. The label reads, soy milk. You get a rim shot on that one. Thanks. Soy milk. Okay, for those who don't know Spanish, I like it, though. It'll reach soy milk. All right. yeah, it definitely does over the dad jokes tonight. okay, well, if Facebook wasn't muting me now, before, they're going to mute me now, I'm pretty sure. All right. So there are a couple of things. I had one more thing, didn't I? Just one more thing. Okay. Let me tell you what we're drinking tonight. This is what we're drinking tonight. Reading tonight. Reading dad jokes. Neathling Schaff. Look at that. I said that. I'm still sober. Neathling Schaff, estate wine, Stellenbosch, a Pinotage, the 2020 Pinotage. And I like this wine. It is very, very good. I like it. Of course, I am kind of partial to Pinotage grape. By the way, I was going to show you this. I almost forgot about that. That's what I almost forgot about. Let me tell you something about a Pinotage grape. Pinotage, for those who are not aware of what a Pinotage grape is, Pinotage is a blend. of two different grapes. It's a blend of, now this is a grape from South Africa, okay? Pinotage is from South Africa. It is their very own grape that they developed. And they developed late in the early in the 20th century, and they started really making it into a wine around the 1940s. And it is a blend. This is a grape that's pretty much a hybrid of a Pinot Noir grape and a Sasson, also known as a Hermitage, a Sasson. So it's a Pinot Noir and a Sasson grape melded together. Hybrid. It's a hybrid grape grown together. It's its own grape, and South Africa is its origin. And it's a fairly recently invented or developed grape. And whoops, that's the wrong picture. That's not the grape. Those are the ciders. All right, maybe it is time to close it up. But it is an amazing grape. It's really, really good. They make some really good wines. And I first tried this the first year that we were doing the wine stream. And it was just, I'd never heard of Pinotage before. And I tried a Pinotage wine. We opened it up and reviewed it here on the wine stream. And I was really impressed with it. And I really liked the grape. And I was so impressed with this wine that I thought, oh, wow, this is my new favorite wine. One of them. Anyway, I have a few. But this is a new favorite wine. So whenever I have the opportunity where there is a Pinotage wine around that I haven't tried, I want to try it and review it on the show. And that's what we've done. We have a few of them. We have a couple of them back here that I've reviewed in the past. And I've never been disappointed with these wines. And I'll have to say that this is another example of a wine that I've really enjoyed. So far in this whole show, I've really enjoyed the wine. Now, I'm sure people are going to ask me this, if they haven't already, in the chat. My sister Penny probably, pretty much. Well, if you're really enjoying this wine, why does there still have a bottle of it? See? I know my sister. It's something that my sisters would ask. If you are enjoying this wine so much, why aren't you down into the bottle? I am kind of down into the bottle. And that's how you really find out about a wine. You get it down into the bottle. Well, that's because I've been talking. And when I get to talking, as my family knows, I get to talking more than I'm drinking. So that's my fault. It's totally my fault. All right. So let me check chats again. I'm just checking around to see what's going on. Yeah, I really have checked Twitter lately. Twitter's been full of its own drama lately, and I'm not even going to get into any of that. Staying out of that stuff tonight, as I try to do. Rob Greenlee is posting some stuff on Twitter right now, and I can't read that though. That's totally unrelated. Totally unrelated to what I'm doing tonight. Anyway, so we have one more thing though. I'm going to give a final review of this wine, but I have one more thing to try, and that is this. Yes. It's time to test out the donut balls, the donut holes. Time to try those. To try the donut holes. You know, before we do that, I have one thing I want to do. I have a word from our sponsor.
It's no secret kids love bugs, but bats know where to eat roaches. Try Chug-A-Bug, naturally flavored insect drink. Naturally flavored because it contains 90% real insect juice.
Have a cake or just a mug, but you'll never choke on a leg when you chug a bug.
Darn fruity, flying, tangy termite.
Our sponsor tonight is Chug-A-Bug. All right, so anyway, I've shown that how many times before People like to watch that. They get a kick out of that. It was a short commercial, like a satirical commercial that we made back in, and yeah, it was on film back in the when I was younger. And we did that for a film club contest. Anyways, I'm still holding this donut ball, which I believe is supposed to be called a donut hole. And according to my lovely wife, Chi, she made this. It's homemade. And she made this with love and with care and with icing on it and sprinkles. So I can't complain about it. And I haven't even tried it yet. But she, and this is homemade, she made it tonight. While I was doing my show prep, she was downstairs making this. So I'm making show prep for the show, and she's making delicious desserts for the end of the show and after the show. So we're going to try it now. And this is fried in olive oil. Is that correct, Chi? Fried in olive oil. So you know it's going to be rich. This is going to be rich. So we're going to try it now. We're going to try it with a little bit of wine. Let's see how good this dessert is with this wine. Wow. This is good. A little chewy because it's been sitting here for a while. That's really good. Wow. I'm impressed. Whoa. That is, wow. That's good. I've got to try the other one. Got the she has a spruce of mint on here. This is from her own mint garden, and it smells very minty, by the way. All right, let me have another bite of this. I got to do this again because, well, no, it's good. Wow. And that's why I do this at the end of the show instead of the beginning of the show, because I'm going to have a sugar rush here between the wine and that really, really, really good donut hole, donut ball, whatever you call it. I don't care. It's good. Wow. I'm impressed. Very, very good. And I think I just gained another pound. By the way, I've been reading this book. I have a book I've been reading by my friend Maxwell Ivey Jr., a friend of mine. He is known as the blind blogger. The blind blogger. And he has a podcast as well. And he's written several books. This is one of them, called It's Not the Cookie, It's the Bag, an Easy to Follow Guide for Weight Loss Success. I am planning to review this book, hopefully next week. But before I do that, and of course I may have one to give away for free on the show after the review. Yes, I do have a bookmark. See, I've got my Drink with Rick bookmark. It's not the official bookmark. They're just cards, but I'm working on an official bookmark. I'm going to need one. As you can see, I haven't finished reading it yet. I haven't gotten around to finish reading it yet. But when I do, we're going to review it on the show and give it a fair and honest review. And as you can tell, I really need this book. And I'm going to try the methods that he's put into this book. It's a challenge from myself that I've made to myself that as soon as I finish reading, maybe that's why I haven't finished reading it yet, you know, because I'm putting off reading it because as long as I haven't finished reading the book, I haven't started the diet yet, right? Oh, I'm terrible. But as soon as I finish reading this book, though, I'm going to start implementing his diet plan in this book. And then I'm going to see how it works. See if it's if it works for him, and it may work for me. We'll see. Maybe not, but maybe. We'll see. But that's going to be part of my fair and honest review. So we will try that. How about that? All right. In the meantime, I've got a message retracted. My wife put a message in there. She retracted it. I could be in trouble later. Probably in trouble. Anyway, so I'm going to give you a final review of this wine. This is what we've been drinking. The Nieflingschaff. Yes, it's pronounced Nieflingschaff. This is a Pinotage. And this is medium body, dry red wine. Soil, decomposed granite and sandstone. Climate, mild, wet winters, dry summers. I'm not going to read this whole thing again. Vegan friendly. This is a vegan friendly wine, and it is 14% alcohol by volume. I really, really like this wine. Okay, let me tell you what I was tasting in this wine. I was tasting blackberry. At the very beginning, I was getting plum mostly. After the first taste, I was getting mostly blackberry, and the plum took a back seat to that. I was also getting some vanilla and a hint of cinnamon in it. It's also kind of earthy, a little bit leathery, actually, as I'm drinking this wine. And it has a very nice finish to it, medium tannin. But it has a very long finish, but it's a very nice finish. And even though it's 14% alcohol by volume, I'm not really getting the alcohol taste in the finish. I'm getting more of a fruitier finish, which is really nice. I really enjoy this wine, and I recommend it. And I think the taste of the donut balls. I'm going to call them donut balls. It's kind of overtaken the taste of the wine. So I really can't taste the wine so much anymore. It's the donut ball in the mouth. Really good, though. And I highly recommend it. It was $16.99 is what I paid for it at Total Wine. $16.99. And I have the receipt to prove it. $16.99. So I do recommend this wine, and it's a dry wine. Now, some people don't like dry wines. It's a dry wine, but I love dry wines, and I like this one very much. So I give it two thumbs up. Excellent wine. And that's my final review of the wine for tonight. I'll tell you my final review on everything else, though. I would say that Facebook, the verdict's still out on that. We'll see how they handle this show tonight. If they're muting anything or otherwise censoring anything on this show tonight, let me know, please. Please let me know. It's important because I'm following up. I'm watching this very carefully, and hopefully they're not going to give me any trouble. And I want to thank everybody who's joined me tonight. I'm checking around the chats. Well, we've had folks watching tonight. A few chatters, but mostly people watching tonight, and I really appreciate you being here. It means a lot to me. It really does. I want to thank Tom and Penny and Ben, if you're watching also, and my good friend Ed. And, Dan, please. I haven't forgotten you, Dan. And everyone who's been watching me tonight on the show. Also, Scott, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here and watching me on Twitch as well. And everyone who is watching, my lovely wife, Chi, and everyone who is watching me on YouTube and Odyssey as well. Thank you for being here. and on Twitter, which Twitter I can't really see. Apparently there's some tweets there, but I can't really see them at the moment. But thanks for joining and watching me on all these venues. I do appreciate each and every one of you. Okay, before we go, there's one more thing. There's one celebrity who is here to show up for tonight, and I think you know who it is. It is none other than Roadkill Bill. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? There you go. Roadkill Bill, who's being squirrely as always, but he has a very important message. He is the official mascot of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we will soon. Oh, you got something in there. There you go. Well, you're kind of coming apart there, aren't you? I'll get that off you later. or not. He's official mascot of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And one of these days, we're going to show you his origin story once we get that all together. Roadkill Bill has a special message. Right, Bill? Bill says, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, whatever it is, wherever it is, do not drink and drive. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, take a bus, take a taxi, it's just best to stay put. Don't drink and drive. It's better for you. It's better for everyone around you. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive either, because that's also a bad idea. And why do I say this? Because I care about each and every one of you. And I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.